Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Patrick. Good evening to you. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well indeed. Has been very much a busy week, last couple of weeks of racing, Martin. I was missing last Friday, but some fantastic racing at the Ferry House last weekend.
Yes, it was indeed, Patrick. Great day, great 2 days there, I have to say. And fair play to Apple Jade. She really was the star of the show again and looks as good as ever, if not even better, actually. She's very impressive in the Haddon's Grounds Hurdle for a third time, by 20 lengths to beat Super Sunday. And Limini was a really good top-class performance. Also, I thought Delta Work was very good, a really good Drinmore chase. I thought that was a cracking race with La Richebourg, a very gallant second. But the winner, Delta Work, was fully deserved it after making a bit of a mistake at the last. Even David Russell lost his earning for a minute, but he still got back up and won half a length. And he's a very, very exciting horse. Quick Grab won well, I think, the Royal Bond, that was hurdling. Whether that's good enough now to go home in other Grade Ones at Cheltenham, I'm not sure. It was only a four-runner race. But overall, it was an excellent excellent weekend of racing. Lucky enough, the weather wasn't too bad. Held off a fair bit. I thought Wonder Lace was very good win the handicap hurdle. Although it beat the horse, I was really fancy in Tudor City. But I thought he put up a fine performance under a £7 million penalty. He could be one for the county hurdle at Cheltenham, or he might even be better than that and go on to win graded races. Excellent ride by David Russell again. But yeah, overall it was really good weekend's racing. And hopefully now with again more good racing this weekend. We're still just waiting for a bit more rain. We got a bit during the week, a fair bit alright. But I'd say we could do a bit more for the real good horse to come out. But certainly lots to look forward to over this weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we even look forward to that, Martin, just a couple of bits from during the week. On the track, I suppose, we saw Rachel Blackmore winning her 62nd race of the season, a superb ride yesterday in Clonmel.
Yeah, she was absolutely brilliant, I thought, in the first race at Ferry House last Sunday, beating Mark Walsh and horse called Martel.
Yeah.
There was a really good performance. She really is, and I met her actually for the first time during the week. I was glad to meet her at the Horse Racing Ireland Awards. Great to see her winning the National Hunt Achievement Award. Really, very nice person, but an excellent rider, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think the more she's riding, the more she's getting better and better. I just think she's going to really put it up to Paul Townend, Ruby Walsh, David Russell to be champion jockey this year. It could be a really big story, and provided she stays free of injury and keeps getting support of Gigan Sound and all the top trainers, she's got every chance of making real history and a real big story for racing. But she's an excellent rider, and again, she's, as you said, some very good rides during the week as well. And hopefully she's got an awful lot of people rooting for her, and she deserves every bit of success she gets.
Well, you mentioned the HRI Awards were, of course, on Tuesday night at the Ballsbridge Hotel, the Clayton Hotel in Ballsbridge, I should say, and the 16th annual awards were given out. And, of course, Rachel Blackmore did pick up the National Hunt Achievement Award, and we caught up with our colleagues in HRI afterwards.
Phenomenal year. I never thought I'd be in the position I'm in now at the start of December. So, look, hopefully things can stay going. But it's been a fantastic year. I've gotten such unbelievable support from a lot of different trainers. Gary Cribben, my agent, is doing a great job, so it's really, really great. Everyone wants to be getting on better horses, you're in better races, and it's about the big days too, and you need to be on the better horses for those. So look, it's great, and hopefully it can keep going. If they called off jump racing for the rest of the season, I'd be happy enough now. Like everyone in racing, you kind of take things week by week or day by day. Things can change very quickly. Look, I'd obviously love to ride a winner in Cheltenham. That's a dream of every jockey. So, just try keep going with similar momentum to what I have at the moment.
The words of Rachel Blackmore speaking after picking up her National Hunt Achievement Award on Tuesday night in the Clayton Hotel. And of the other awards, Martin, we're just going to have a quick word quickly. The Irish Racing Hero Award, well, two ladies who have been contributing to the industry for nearly 20 years, Katie Walsh and Nina Carberry.
Yes, hugely popular result, has to be said, Patrick. That was a very good idea to give them the awards. They retired, as you say, within the day before last April at Punchtown. But it's great to see Rachel doing so well, but it's no doubt because of Katie and Nina, they really paved the way for them, I have to say. Top class riders, both of them, and they were very surprised by the award. It was a really emotional kind of few minutes there when they were given very good introductions by the likes of William Mullins for Katie, and Noel Mead spoke about Nina Carberry, but and the budget a few words to say as well. But it was fully deserved. It's very easy to be forgotten about in this game. It's 8 months now since they retired, and while they're obviously doing different things at the moment, they did really pave the way for lady riders in Ireland, it has to be said. Riding winners at Cheltenham, Aintree, Punchestown, top class bumper winners, top class, an individual rating winners over the entry fences. Katie became the first woman to be placed in an English Grand National, which would have been unheard of, you know, up until that time. She was third in Seabass in 2012. And they're both really great ambassadors for racing and brought it a long way and brought it to the public profile. And now it's like Rachel Blackmore is probably feeling the benefit of all that.
The Contribution to the Industry Award went to Dr. Adrian McGorlick, of course. He was the Turf Club Medical Officer for nearly 10 years.
Yeah, an excellent man, no doubt about that, Patrick. I have to say, he's hugely popular with the jockeys. And, jockeys are a breed unto themselves. And, you know, it's a tough life. Everybody knows it, but everybody has so much to say about the doctor. He really is just unbelievable. And he's retired now after so many years in the job. But he's more than just a doctor to the jockeys. He's really a personal friend as well. He's done so much for them over the years behind the scenes. He's always trying to improve safety, improve the helmet, improve the back protector, all those type of things, you know. In the last 11, 10 years, he's brought huge improvements to them. He's very popular internationally, very well respected around the world, and he leads international conferences trying to improve the safety of riders all the time and get things better. The Ard of Malta, the ambulance service, everybody on the race course, the doctors themselves, and, you know, the clerks courses. It's a very well efficient unit, it's just a highly dangerous sport. Two ambulances following around all the time after every race. The racing can't go ahead unless the two ambulances are actually at the track. Even if one breaks down, the meeting will be delayed or called off if there's not two ambulances there. And like, he's got so much. When you hear like Davy Russell, Ruby Walsh, people like that, who are obviously top class riders, they have an awful lot to say about Dr. McGoldrick, and he'd be sorely missed. There's no doubt about that.
Just to breeze through a couple of the awards, the National Hunt Award winner was Willie Mullins. The Point-to-Point Award winner, of course, was last year's Point-to-Point champion, Barry O'Neill. The Ride of the Year, which was a public vote, that went to the way of Derek O'Connor. Of course, he's ride aboard Ed Wolf in the Irish Gold Cup at Leopardstown. We'll be touching on that a little bit later on. The Racecourse of the Year Award, that went to the way of Punchestown Racecourse. And the Change Tack, then, the Flat Achievement Award went to Patrick Prendergast, of course, one of his best years, including that filly Skitter Scatter. The Flat Award, that went the way of Dunnock O'Brien, of course, who was the champion jockey for 2018. And of course, the Horse of the Year went to Alpha Centauri. And here are some words from Jesse Harrington, trainer of Alpha Centauri.
You know, in a way, I think it is. Well, she broke the track record. You know, every performance was brilliant. But I just thought beating the older horses, the colts, geldings in France, I thought that was her best performance. My first Royal Ascot winner, winning my first classic. You know, there were so many highlights, and it was a journey that was incredible to go on. You know, it was great for the yard, you know, to have those four Group 1 winners when we'd only ever had one before, and to get four in one year. You know, it was amazing for the yard, and everyone, you know, just was fantastic in the yard, and they rallied round, and they got great, hopefully they got a lot of fun out of it. I have a half-sister, so maybe she might be another one.
One of the fillies of the year, of course, Martin Alpha Centauri. Unfortunately, she's been retired to studs, but produced some great moments throughout the 2018 season.
Without question, Patrick, she was obviously the horse of the year in England as well. I think, you know, she was one of the best fillies I've ever seen. And I think that was the only certainty of the night that she was going to win that award. No question about that. Tiger Roll won the English Grand National, of course, and won at Cheltenham as well. He was up against her and undersold, but no doubt that she was a clear-cut winner and a much-deserved one. But Patrick Pendergast, very popular for him as well. Small trainer and winning a Group 1 race like the Meigler Stakes, a really good filly, Skitter Scatter. Very popular. Punchdown did well to win the Racecourse Award. I think, obviously, very popular with a lot of race course, a lot of stable staff as well, sponsors, owners, trainers, jockeys. Everyone has a kind of vote into that one, so it went down well. Good to see Dunica win as well. I suppose he's following the footsteps of Joseph, of course, his elder brother, and Aidan. Of course, I suppose most memorable moment in the flat this year was, you know, Joseph and Dunica teaming up to win the Irish Derby at La Trobe. That was a really good performance. Two brothers, I don't think it's ever been done before, and probably take a long time to be done again, but he fully deserves. I suppose he's been a bit in the shadow of Aidan and Joseph the last few years, but this year I think he really came out and became a top class jockey that he is. 111 winners, 5 Group 1 winners, 3 classic races. He was fully deserving winner, and I think the whole night just went down very well.
Yeah, it did indeed. Let's look forward then to the weekend's action, Martin. 3 meetings, as you said, at the top in Cork Punchestown. And firstly, we're going to start Saturday's action with Navan, where they kick off at 12 o'clock. The first race we're going to look at is the handicap hurdle off at 1:05. We've got the big field here of 26 runners.
Yeah, wide open event, as you would imagine, I suppose, Patrick, with 26 runners. The top on Springbridge for Gardinelli, David Russell, he looks well handicapped over hurdles off a high mark of 109. He's in the 130s over fences, and he didn't run too bad last time when finishing ninth in the Tritown Chase. The longer the distance, the better from here. He should go well off top weight, but the stable companion, Ash Carey, would have a chance as well. Second and third race a couple of weeks ago, that was a good run. One I was going to maybe put up each way is a horse called Bye Bye Oh Bye. A good third to Swinda at Galway in late October. Conor Orr, who was in tremendous form there last Friday week at Limerick riding treble, he claims five off this one and could go well at a bit of a price, but it's a wide open contest. You want to be keeping stakes to a minimum here.
Keeping with the handicap team, Martin, we're going to move to the Fox Rock Handicap Chase, the Grade B contest over 2.5 miles. Do you offer 3.45?
Yeah, could be sharp price favourite here, Patrick, and the name escapes me. He's a very much improved horse over hurdles. He's now rated 142, but he can run over fences here off a mark at just 119, so he looks extremely well treated. Now, he's only ran four times over fences, and he wouldn't knock down the world on form, although he was fourth to Mona Lee in the beginner's chase, a good beginner's chase at Punchtown over a year ago. He just seems a much improved horse this season. I can see him starting a reasonably sharp price favourite off 9.11, but there are others in the race with obviously a chance. The top one, Jet, I think, will improve. Will appreciate his step up and trip after running toward Gordon last time. Mr. Diablo was one I thought ran a cracker when second in Tritown a couple of weeks ago for Philip and Luke Dempsey. He's up £4 for that, but must have an outstanding chance if he's fully recovered from that. Well, Drum Connor Ladd for Adrian Keighley was a winner last time at Gordon as well, and would enter the calculations as well. I do like Francis Casey 8-8 though. As long as the rain doesn't get too bad overnight, he does like good ground. He didn't really get home over 3 miles in the Tritown, but before that ran a close third over 2.6 at Turles, and I just think his overall form suggests he's a bit of a chance here. Again, Conor Orr rides. He could be 6 or 7 to 1 and might be worth a few euro each way. There's no doubt, though, the name escapes me. Certainly is the one to beat.
The beginner's chase is due off at 2:10, Martin, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the return of Chris's dream.
Yes, he was a very impressive winner at Clonmel on Bury Testing Ground in February, early on this year. Then he went on to run at Cheltenham. Didn't run so bad. He finished ninth in the Albert Bartlett. It was a real war of attrition that day. He was trying to make a lot of running, and it was a hard enough race to do so, but he certainly is a decent horse. 2.5 miles would be the absolute minimum of a stamina. I think he'd get 3 miles very well, and he's sure to be well schooled coming from Henry de Bromhead. But this is a strong enough contest. Gun Digger was a good third to Dr. Mikey for Gordon Elliott at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago. He certainly enters calculations here. Well, last man standing was second to Allardyce at Cork a couple of weeks ago and must enter the argument as well. However, Shady Operator with Joseph Bryan, Mark Walsh, JP McManus, he was a decent horse last season over hurdles. He rounded off the year but just getting beaten a short head by Ante, Willie Munson's horse, actually ridden by Katie Walsh, her very last winner at Punchdown in April. That was quite a good effort. I think he'd probably be well schooled for this. He might want softer ground. If the money comes from, I think he's going to take all the beating here, but certainly Chris's dream is a good horse and will put it right up to him.
The big race of the day, of course, is the Grade 3 Clarence Davis Novice Chase. Just the 5 runners, a very select field, Martin, but between the front 4, there wouldn't be a whole lot between them.
No, it wouldn't be a lot. You're absolutely right there. Us and Them won at Navan a couple of weeks ago, beating Duke of the Tay, who went on and won the Ferry House. Ben Dundee was impressive, I thought, when he won the Punchtown a couple of weeks ago. That was a very good effort, I thought. And Dr. Mikey won on his first start at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago as well. So they're all last time out winners, but the one I think to beat is Hardline of Gordon Elliott for Davy Russell. A good winner at Ferry House early on in October. Then he ran a fine race at top one, second to Void the Rev in a Grade 2 race at the Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. Cadmium was back in third on that occasion, and he's a 4-time winner. I thought it was a very good effort. I think he probably just gets the verdict to win this one, but it's a really tight race. Ben Dundee, the stable companion, is saying Dr. Mikey, us and them, they all could improve an awful lot on what they've done so far. So it is a tricky one, even though there's only 5 runners, but I just think Hardline sets a decent standard.
Anything else on the Navan card then on Saturday, Martin?
I just thought the opening race, I know it's a big field, the 30 runners and these maiden hurdles, you wouldn't know what the story is, but Envious Editor was a horse I know was running a cracking race at Nace a couple of weeks ago behind Rhinestone. He really made him work pretty hard. He got beaten a short head and a long way clear of the third. Jessica Harrington having a tremendous season, as always, Robbie Power on board. Even with 30 runners, I think he could take a fair bit of beating in that one. Not so sure about the bumper. Lots of talk about Elliott has some very good 4-year-olds this year, and I know he runs 2 here, The Very Man and Big Bad and Beautiful. Interesting, Jamie Codd is riding the filly Big Bad and Beautiful. If there's money for that one, I'd be very much respecting that one. But I do think Envious Editor in the opening race could get favourite backers off to a good start.
Okay, so that's the action at Navan then on Saturday. Moving to Sunday, a doubleheader at Punchestown. But first, we're going to look to the Cork race course in Mallow, where the going is soft, heavy on the hurdle course, soft on the chase course for their Hillyweight Chase meeting, Martin. And we'll get stuck straight into the graded racing because there's some superb racing done for decision at the Cork race course this weekend. The first one we're going to look at is the Kerry Group Stairs Novice Hurdle over 3 miles. A grade three contest, a very select field of 7 going to post.
Yeah, Willie Mullins has a strong hand here, Patrick, and Robin DiCarlo has improved an awful lot during the summer, has to be said, and she probably will head the market here, I think. The only thing I would say is the soft ground forecast there on Saturday is the first time she's really come across it, and you just wonder how she'll handle it. She gets a trip no problem, 3 miles, she won over 2.6 at Limerick, and she's a very good mare, but just have to stable companion there, Pleasure Dome, could be of interest here. Didn't show a huge amount during the summer, won a couple of ordinary races, has to be said, but her rating now has gone up to 131, so she only rated £4 below Robin DiCarlo. She's getting £6 off due to the conditions of the race. The interesting thing about this one, she likes soft ground. She was a good fourth in the Nace November handicap on the flat a couple of weeks ago. That was a very strong contest, has to be said. Mr. Everest won that. And I thought Pleasure Dome in a fine race. I just have a feeling that she could be good enough to win this. I think 3 miles will be no problem to her. One horse I thought impressed last year when he won a bumper, a horse called the Big Dog. I've seen him win a bumper at Nace, which looks quite a decent race. But he won a William Munson's hot pots on that occasion. Barry Geraghty takes the mount. And Sam's Profile was a good winner of Cork over 2 miles a couple of weeks ago. Steps up straight away to 3. Interesting to see, will he get to 3? So I think Munzes will win it. I'm going to go for Pleasure Dome with a bit of value to beat Robin DiCarlo.
The fifth race on the card is the 2:15, the Kerry Group Irish Mares Novice Steeplechase over 2 miles, Martin. 10 mares going to post. The likely favourites are Forge Meadow and Camellia de Cotte, but I like this Lacany Leader who won her mares bumper around this course.
Yeah, very decent animal, all right. A good animal over hurdles too, Patrick. Gordon Elliott, Mark Enright, and certainly will have to have a chance. You say Camellia de Cotte, I think, will start favourite, all right. Got a superb ride, I thought, off Paul Townend last time to win over 2.5 at Clonmel. Made a horrendous mistake on that occasion early on the race, but was given time to get back into it, and in the end won by half length from Time for West. But that form was slight, well, maybe it wasn't let down, but Time for West suspected to win a handicap last week at Ferry House, but finished second, didn't run a bad race. But Camellia de Cotte has to give £7 to all her rivals here, and I just wonder, her jumping isn't always the best, and going back to 2 miles mightn't be totally in her favour. I like Forge Meadow, I have to say, for Jessica. If she can bounce off in front like she does over hurdles, she has run 2 okay races over fences. She was beaten by Mendy Can last time 6 lengths, but that's no disgrace, because Mendy Can is now probably star favourite for the Grade 1 at the Leopardstown Christian Beaton over 2 miles and a furlong. She had no chance of beating him, and she ran a good race to finish second. I just think she might be the one here. Dawn Shadow fell early last week in the Drinmore, but was previously beat Forge Meadow at Galway, stayed on very strongly over 2.25 miles. I just think Forge Meadow is the one I'd be supporting each way in this one. It's a very, very strong contest, this.
Of course, the big race is the Kerry Group Hillyweight Chase, Martin. The Grade 2 contest with 8 runners going to post. Of the last 6 runnings of this race, Martin, Willie Mullins has won 5, and that's where eyes will be drawn to attention on Sunday, as he will be sending out Great Field to claim his 6th win in 7 runnings of this contest.
Yes, he's a very interesting horse, Patrick, and I can see why. I think he's star favourite here, and he will definitely take the world beating. He's a very headstrong horse from his early days, and Jody McGarvey isn't a jockey that people probably know an awful lot about, but he's very capable. He gets on particularly well with this horse, and when you are backing him or watching him race, you have to have your heart in your mouth all the time. He's a very good jumper, but the odd time he gets it slightly wrong. I remember at Leopardstown one day doing extremely well to keep on board, also a Thurles. Sometimes he used to build up a huge lead from the start and be all over after just 3 or 4 fences. It's just a matter of him jumping around, but in recent times he seems to be a little bit more settled, but he still has a fair engine, this lad, and I think, you know, he's got a very big chance of winning this. He is the highest rated, he's nearly highest rated in the race, but this trip will suit him well, and soft ground no problem for him. Dr. Phoenix is interesting for Gordon Elliott, because he got to win a length and a half of Great Field in the graded race at Navan last March. I just thought that Davy Russell gave him an awful lot to do on that occasion. Great Field made all the running as well here and never looked in any danger of defeat, but Dr. Phoenix came from a long way back to finish within a length and a half at the line. Now, he didn't run his best race of the season at all on his first run at Clonmel a couple of weeks ago over 2.5. He should improve an awful lot on that. Mark Enright takes right because Davies in Punchestown. I just think he could get an awful lot closer to Great Field today, and he'd be the biggest danger. Other good horses though, Castle Great Paddy was a good novice last season, and certainly will have to be worth a look here. Paul Townend rides that one. But especially Tiara, of course, is the former champion chase winner for Henry de Bromhead. Brian Cooper rides this lad. Now, he doesn't really like soft ground, especially Tiara. I've got Balfini just running here maybe on route to Christmas, and I say he'd be doing well, although he's getting £6 off Great Field. So a very interesting contest, good race for the feature race. I think Great Field is probably good enough to win, but I'm expecting Dr. Phoenix to put up a fine show.
There's two maiden hurdles and two handicap hurdles on top and bottom of the Cork card on Sunday. Anything you like in those?
Yeah, a couple there. I thought the opening race, Band of Outlaws, was a good horse for Joseph O'Brien on the flat, and he certainly would be the highest rated coming in here on the flat, Patrick, but sometimes that doesn't always translate to hurdles straight away. I thought Way Back Home was a horse that went into my notebook the last time for Parry Groach. It's a big field here, 24 runners, but he ran a fine race when he was third on his first run at Gordon Park over hurdles a couple of weeks ago. I expect him to put up a better performance even on Sunday, and I think he could take a bit of beating. In the second race, Getaway John was definitely a disappointment last time when he was beaten at odds on over this course and distance. He was a good bumper horse last season. He actually won three bumpers. You expect him to put up a better performance on Sunday, but he was definitely disappointing, and you have to leave that run fair well behind him, because this is a quite an interesting contest here with a couple of horses with chances. It's kind of hard to know what would you actually tip to win it. I thought maybe Impatient Partner for No Mead has finished second on his last two runs, and maybe with the stable going well, he could be the one there.
Okay, so that is the Cork action then on Sunday. Let's move to Punchestown, where they have a seven-race National Hunt card kicking off at 12:20. Going to start with the opening race, Martin. A novice hurdle, five runners in it, and not too much between the five of them.
No, a little tricky race to start off with. Patrick, I thought Drew Reward won a fine race from second here in a good handicap hurdle a couple of weeks ago, beaten by Star Flyer. Rachel Blackmore takes the mount for Henry the Bombhead. I have to say, David Russell gave the winner a really super ride on that occasion, and Drew Reward only went down by a length, so must have a sound chance. Wouldn't want too much rain over the weekend, though, that Drew Reward is probably better on good ground, which is forecast for the moment, but hopefully the rain won't come and change that. I just thought, though, Mark Walsh's mount here, Ballyneety, was a nice horse when he won his maiden hurdle at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago. There was a bit of word from him in a bumper at Leopardstown last Christmas. He started well back second favourite and finished a good tour to Black Bow, and a Black Bow was one of Willie Munns' better bumper horses last season. He was a leading fancy for the Cheltenham bumper, and he actually finished second in the Punchdown Champion bumper. So that was good form. I think Ballyneety put up a nice performance to win on his first run over hurdles, and I expect him hopefully to go in again here.
The next race is a maiden hurdle, which looks very strong on paper, Martin. A lot of horses from last year's bumpers turning up in this one.
Yeah, you're dead right there, Patrick. And Tornado Flyer, I suppose, the one you'd have to look at. He won the champion bumper last season and hasn't ran since then. You'd expect him to be well-schooled for this. This is a race that Getaboard won last season. It's always a fairly strong race. Callum River, I thought, ran okay when second to Commander of Fleet in a maiden hurdle a couple of weeks ago at Punchdown, is over the same course and distance. That was good form. Graham Conti for No Mead is another one with a bit of a squeak. But Cuneo was a little bit unlucky, I suppose, in the eyes of a lot of people when he lost the race here at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. He won a 2-mile-6 auction hurdle, but was qualified for causing interference to the third horse. He sets out to try and win this under Rachel Blackmore, but this looks a much stronger contest again, and I say he'd be doing well to maybe make the frame. Schoolboy Hours is another one for No Mead here. A good second last time in a maiden hurdle at Naas. So, as you say, it is an above-average contest, but if Tornado Flyer can show that he jumps hurdles as well as he was good on the flat and in bumpers, he probably would be the one to beat. But a very, very strong contest for the maiden hurdle.
The beginner's chase looks very competitive on the card, Martin, at 2:30. Getaboard is likely to be the short price favourite, but there's two horses in Cork that are only a matter of miles apart that could be running two big races. Articulum for Terence O'Brien and Minister for Sport for Nolan Neal.
Yes, good job you mentioned them, Patrick. And I'm talking now, it's raining here at the moment, so that's what they want. Articulum in particular wants the ground as soft as possible. He's one of these ones that everyone says is made for chasing, and let's hope that is the case, because he was a fair horse over hurdles. He won a couple of races in Cork, and as you say, Getaboard will be a short price favourite, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Articulum go very close. Minister for Sport was also a lovely horse last season, won a couple of races, and Donny McInerney rides this one. I think they're the big two dangers to Getaboard here. Machuca for Gardinetti would have won at Gordon Park in October until he tipped up at the last. He was well clear. He is only a four-year-old though, and this looks a bit of a stronger contest. Getaboard himself, no doubt he definitely likes right-handed track. He doesn't like going left-handed. He was a top novice last season, it has to be said, rated by 152, and I'd imagine he'd be well schooled for this. He wasn't the most easiest of rides for jockeys, because he pulls very very much, and I just wonder, hopefully the fences will kind of settle him down a bit. I expect he probably should win here if they think he's going to be any sort of a grade one horse over fences, but I wouldn't be taking too short a price about him.
The biggest course marathon of the weekend in Ireland is the Grade 1 John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase. Just 5 going to post. We mentioned earlier on in our HRI Awards piece that Derek O'Connor, who picked up the Ride of the Year aboard Edwolf in the Irish Gold Cup, retains the ride on Sunday. But the betting forecasts say that he's going to be the outsider of the field on Sunday.
I suppose he, since that win at the tremendous win in the Irish Gold Cup, he ran okay in the Cheltenham Gold Cup, but obviously didn't finish anywhere. And also, he ran in the Punchdown Gold Cup at the Punchdown Festival and finished about 7th behind Bell's Hill. It was because he won, I suppose, 33-1, Patrick, people probably thought it was a bit of a once-off. And I suppose he does look up against it here. I think 2.5 miles will be on the chart side. He looks the type that would improve for the run. But it is a very good race, this one. Back of the Flow was disappointing last time. But before that, of course, it won the Ryanair Chase at the Cheltenham Festival last year, over 2.5 miles. It'd be great if Rachel Blackmore could win her first Grade 1 on this horse on Sunday. It'd be a hugely popular result. But while he did, he must have a big chance. He was disappointing last time at Down Ride. He just like to see him put up a much better performance here. I thought the two with Gordon Elliott, the storyteller, and Shattered Love were interesting. Of the pair, I prefer Shattered Love, I have to say, the mayor. She was a good winner of the JLT at the Cheltenham Festival last March. Now, she had a good season and she ran a fine race when she finished second to Snow Falcon in a winner's race at Down Royal and the very first Saturday in November. That was a good effort because Gardinelli had warned that she would need a run, and she certainly did, but she got within 1.5 of the winner Snow Falcon, who had previously won the Kerry National. So that form was excellent, but I do think the one to beat overall is Min. He's probably not the most favourite horse according to a lot of people, because he's a real classy effort, but he sometimes mightn't find as much as you think he would. I thought he ran a very good race against Pelletti Log in the entry chase last April. It was a thrilling finish, only beating a short head, but Pelletti Log is a very good horse and now heads towards the King George of Kempton with a good each way chance. I think Min, he's just, I think his class will just get him home on Sunday. If there were, the biggest danger, I think, will be Shattered Love, but I think Min is just too strong for them.
Anything else on the Punchestown card Sunday?
Yeah, I thought Nicole's Milan for Davy Russell would be interesting. The 3.05 handicap chase ran okay in his first run back over fences at Nace a couple of weeks ago. Should improve on that. Would like to step up to 3-mile 1. The danger here would be Shame of Lake for Brian McMahon and Danny Mullins. Definitely been unlucky not to win on the last couple of starts. Finished second on both starts and certainly is overdue a turn here. But I do think Nicole's Milan has a good chance. In the bumper, could be interesting, Patrick. A lot of well-fancied first-time outwards, but Gardinelli has said it on a number of occasions. He's some very nice four-year-olds this year, and this Santana Precis with Jamie Cuddle was third in the Land Rover bumper in his only run. That was quite a good effort behind Commander Fleet and Column of Fire. Column of Fire came out and won well over a bumper at Navan early on the season as well. So I think Santana Precis certainly sets the form. It'll take a good one to beat him.
Okay, let's go across the water then, Martin, briefly. Entry, the big race tomorrow, of course, is the Beecher Handicap Chase over the National Fences. 3 miles and a furlong is a trip for the £150,000 contest. A couple of Irish runners in this one. Don Polly goes for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy. Gordon also sends over Noble Endeavour, I should say, who will be ridden by Keith Donoghue. And then Sean Doyle will send over Cross You Boy with David Mullins. Ross O'Sullivan sends over Call It Magic for Mark Enright. Paul Nolan sends over Fine Theatre will be over there, and of course also will be Dublin trainer Patrick Griffin, who will be training in there to Endeavour.
Yeah, strong Irish challenge for this race. Always a good race to watch, this Beecher Handicap Chase. And it's great to see Don Polly back. He hasn't ran since March 2017, so good to see him back. It'd be tough to win this race off a mark of 160 with 11-12 on his back, but it's great to see him back in action. A couple of decent horses, obviously, in opposition. V. Leon Rouge is a horse that goes very well in this type of race. I think he won it last year for David Pipe. I think he gets the 3-mile 3 of this race very well, but he doesn't really like the Grand National itself. He doesn't seem to last out to 4.25 miles there, but he should certainly be one for the shortlist. Love to see Colin Magic go well for Ross O'Sullivan. He's a real out-and-out there and should do well. Well, to Cross Dubai, I have to say, the plan for this has been the plan for quite a while, and Sean Doyle certainly knows what he's doing here with this horse. He's a very decent horse. He's a great jumper of a fence, and I think he should go very well over these these entry fences. He'd be my each-way selection here. It is a good race, and it could have a bearing on obviously the entry Grand National next April. It's good to see some of the Irish runners in it.
Then, of course, at Sandown Martin, there's some great racing. Of course, the Henry VIII Novice Chase is always going to be interesting. And Henry de Bromin sends in Ornua, who's going to be taking on the likely odds-on favourite Lawler.
Yeah, Lawler was hugely impressive, I'd say, at Cheltenham, first time out. No question about that. I thought he jumped superbly. And, you know, I think they didn't want to run him last year at Cheltenham. Didn't think he'd handle the track, but he seemed to have no problem with it. And I can see why he starts out as on favourite. Arnoux is a good horse in his own right, I have to say. Whether he's quite good enough now that maybe if the ground was soft, it might be slightly against him. If the ground stays good, he certainly has a big chance. Because he's been fairly busy. He won Roscommon. He was second at Punchdown. And he deserves to take his chance. But I'd say Lawler would be extremely hard to beat.
And, of course, we mentioned earlier on William Mullins winning five of the last six Hillyway chases, and of course his last winner was of course Undersaw in the swampy conditions at the Mallow Race Course. And of course Undersaw will be heading over to Sandown this weekend for the forerunner Betfair Tingle Creek, Altior, St Calvados, Scorial and Undersaw, the forerunners for the big grade one at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, only four runners, Patrick, but certainly a race not to be missed in a cracking contest. And Undersaw has to be one of the best horses in training. What a tremendous servant he has been. He's won unbelievable amount of races. If he doesn't win, he's in the first. He's second. He's that type of horse. And I think he's been a real favourite. He's a 10-year-old now. That's the only slight worry, because he's given a couple of years to the... Altier's only an 8-year-old. St. Calvary's only 5. And So Royal is 6. So would he be as good to win this over 2 miles now? It's hard to see. He won the race 2 years ago. It's hard to see him be good enough to beat the Altior. There's no question about that. Altior was a top class horse since he's gone over fences, winner of the Champion Chase last season, and followed up and winning over this course and distance to round off the season then as well in April. He's a very, very good horse, Altior. He just does hit a flat spot all right, Patrick, during his races, and if you're backing him, watch out for that, because you give you a bit of heart attack when you're watching him. You think he's under pressure, and then he seems to just find another gear and go away again. And I suppose until he's beaten, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. And I can see why he starts favourite. St. Calvados was certainly very fit when he won at Naas in the race. The footpad came down to last. He had the race won though, in fairness, and I think he's a very exciting novice. He would go into ground soft, but So Royal, I thought, could be the biggest danger to Altior. He was impressive when he won at Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago. He was a good novice last season as well. Daryl Jacob rides for Alan King and Simon Manure rides Ex Wed. He's a fair horse, this fella, a good jumper, and I think he could put it up to Altior here. Love to see Undersaw do it, but I just don't think he will. I just don't think he's quite good enough at this stage of his career to win over 2 miles against the likes of Altior and So Royal. It should be a very good race to watch. Hopefully everyone jumps down safely and it's a proper race, but Altior certainly will take plenty of beating.
Okay, and let's go internationally then, Martin, for the final Group 1 flat racing of the year, which always takes place out in Hong Kong, of course. During the week was the Hong Kong International Jockeys Challenge, of course, which was won by Sylvester D'Souza, but a good word for Colin Keane, who gave the opening leg winner Special Stars a superb ride on Wednesday out at Happy Valley. This weekend they're in Sha Tin. They've got four Group 1s, but we're going to look at just one of them, because there's plenty Irish contingent in this one, in the Longines. Hong Kong Vaz, of course, won last year by Highland Reel, and we've got a French runner here in Val Geest, the local superstar, of course, Pakistan Star. Mirage Dancer goes for Ryan Moore and Sir Michael Stout. And looking further down the card at the bottom then, Dermot Wells sends over Zero, which will be ridden by Christophe Patrice Lemaire. La Trobe, of course, last year's Irish Derby winner, will be trained by Joseph O'Brien, will be ridden by James MacDonald. And Rostropovich goes as well for Aidan O'Brien and Wayne Lorden.
Yeah, strong challenge from Ireland there. It'll be great to see an Irish winner. I must say, I thought La Trobe put up a fine performance in Australia last time. I thought the mile and a quarter might be too quick for him, but he only just got beaten. And there's no doubt the ground will be fairly similar again in Hong Kong. I think Azira will probably be up against it. She ran a good race in the Breeders' Cup, but wasn't obviously good enough to win. But she's a decent mare in her own right. Rostropovich ran a fine race in the Melbourne Cup last time out. Maybe the 2 miles are a bit too far for him, and he won't mind stepping back in distance. But it's the end of a long, hard season for all those horses. It's just a matter of which one can hold his form. But I think La Trobe, after his run the last time, might be the pick of them, and hopefully he could round off a great year for Joseph Bryan. He really has had a tremendous season, and he could be one to round it off.
And that race has a 6 a.m. start on Sunday morning in the race that has worth £1 million sterling to the winner. Martin, time has really caught up with us again this week, but for this week we're going to get your best bets from the three Irish beatings.
Okay then, Patrick. So Navan on Saturday definitely would be interested in, I think, 8 late each way in the 2.45. That's a very, very good chance. And I'll go along with Shady Operator in the beginner's chase at 2.10. A Cork on Sunday, very interested in Pleasure Dome in the 1.10. And I like the chances of Way Back Home in the first race, 12.05. I think that has a very good chance for Pádraig Roach. Punch on Sunday, I do think Minna win the big race. I definitely think he's a very, very good chance on form. But I like the look of Nicole's Milan in that 3.05, the K Club Handicap Chase for David Russell and Sean Ahern.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much for joining us in the course of fantastic weekend's action this week. And I know you'll be back with us again next week on the Horse Racing Ireland Preview.
Thanks indeed, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.